This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. When the COVID vaccine hotline first opened, Coloradans reported wait times of 90 minutes long. State officials say they've cut that down to just seconds. CPR's Claire Cleveland spoke with one resident who finally got some answers.
Mark Brown first called the hotline 2 days after it opened on January 25th. The wait time was 65 minutes. He didn't wait. Now, the state has more than tripled the number of call representatives to 200, and the hotline is open 24/7. The state says the new average wait time is just 11 seconds. Brown called back to ask about how to help his 90-year-old mother get on multiple vaccine lists.
It was very fast. They answered almost immediately. And I talked to a woman who tried her best to supply the information I was asking for, kind of a Colorado-wide resource for sign-up for the vaccine.
There is no centralized sign-up in the state, but Brown was glad he was finally able to get through so quickly. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A new survey says most Coloradans are still wary of traveling. AAA Colorado's Skylar McKinley.
As soon as we see widespread vaccinations, especially among millennial and elder millennial travelers, who might not yet have gotten their vaccinations, the floodgates are going to open on travel.
McKinley expects road trips will be very popular this summer. A spacecraft built in Boulder reached its destination today. The Mars Hope probe was launched in July by the United Arab Emirates. University of Colorado astronomer Doug Duncan told Colorado Matters what scientists hope to find.
We already know that Mars has these huge dust storms, and we know that its climate is changing and it's losing a lot of its atmosphere. So we'd really like to understand that. And by studying more than one planet, we actually get a better idea of how these things work on the Earth.
The probe will spend one Martian year in orbit, which is nearly 2 years on Earth. Partly cloudy and patchy fog for Denver tonight, lows of 15 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy for Colorado Springs, down to 15 overnight as well. Pueblo, mostly cloudy, and 10 for the low temperature. Vail, 20 degrees tonight with a chance of snow showers. Partly cloudy for Grand Junction, and lows around 30. This is CPR News.